Hello, I'm Pastor Steve. After my recent health problems, the doctors prescribed all kinds of big pharma to take care of my diabetes and my blood pressure, etc., etc., and those big pharma products did absolutely nothing to help me at all. Total waste of time. So I have tried and have been using the longevity products that are advertised on DIY Health here on EFR, and the results are rather spectacular. My blood pressure is way down in the normal range. My blood sugar is way down in the normal range. My energy level is up, and basically I really feel good. If you would like to try these products, you can contact my friend Patrick at area code 901-553-6900. That's area code 901-553-6900. Okay, that stuff really works, and I'm very pleased. And I don't easily endorse things. Give Patrick a call and tell him what's going on, and he can help you out. See you later. May Yahweh bless and keep you.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before, Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go.
Yes, shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded, white, Christian, Israelite brothers and sisters out there. Show is word for word. I'm Pastor Steve, and this is show number 420 of the word for word series. That's not counting the repeats. That's just new shows. We are in the book of Luke. Going to be starting in chapter 9 of the book of Luke today and seeing how far we can get. We'll probably get into Luke 9 and 10. I usually can get two chapters in without rushing or dragging. I suggest strongly that you have something to write with and be able to take notes, because there's a lot of them, and I would like you afterward to look them up. Okay, you can see the related passages. My website, before we go too far, is https://// www.pastor-steve.com. If you just Google Pastor Steve, you're going to get everybody and their brother-in-law. There's a whole bunch out there that are using Pastor Steve, whatever. But that's the whole website. Let's get started in the book of Luke here today. Verse 1 of chapter 9. And having called his 12 taught ones together, he gave them, power and authority over all demons and to heal diseases. Okay, that's them. Okay, that's not everybody. That is just his disciples. Okay. Some of these cultish churches out here today are handling snakes, and they're doing all kinds of rituals and stuff that they've made up. Well, today it's the power of prayer. We can pray for somebody and lay hands on them, if that's the church elders, but we're not trying to emulate Benny Hinn, okay? It's not a dog and pony show. It's not a game. It's not a hobby. So these people that are really going off the deep end with it, Yahweh does the healing, not the person. So they were very, very special. And their gifts were to amplify Yeshua's ministry and to demonstrate that his word was true. Verse 2. And he sent them to proclaim the reign of Elohim and to heal the sick. Now, this is verses 3 through 5 of the book of Luke, chapter 9, verses 3 through 5. You can reference Luke 10, verses 4 through 11. Okay, Luke 10, 4 through 11. And on verse 5 here, which I'm going to read in a second, you can reference the book of Acts, chapter 13, verse 51. That's Acts 13, 51. Verse 3. And he said to them, take not at all for the journey, neither staffs, nor bag, that's for money, nor bread nor silver, neither have two undergarments. In other words, just walk out with what you're wearing and you'll be provided for. Okay? He's setting that up. Verse 4. And whatever house you enter, stay there and go out from there. You will be provided with a place to stay wherever you go, and stay at that one house. Don't go all over the place. Stay at that one house, preach the gospel in the surrounding area, and then when it's time to leave, then you leave, but you stay at the one place. Verse 5. And as for those who do not receive you, that's places that reject them, okay? Reject the word, reject the messengers. And as for those who do not receive you, when you go out of that city, shake off the dust from your feet as a witness against them. Not going to be good for those folks. It won't be good. Verse 6. And going out, they went through the villages, bringing the good news. Now, good news in Hebrew is gospel. And healing everywhere. They had the power, okay? Now, verses 7 and verses 8. Verse 7 and verse 8, you can reference Matthew, chapter 16, verse 14. Matthew 16, 14. Mark, chapter 8, verse 28. That's Mark 8, 28. And Luke, chapter 9, verse 19. Okay, Luke 9, 19. Verse 7. And Herodias, the district ruler, heard of all that was done by him, capital H, referring to Yeshua, and was perplexed because it was said by some that Yohanan had been raised from the dead. That's John the Baptist. Okay. He had him beheaded to please his daughter-in-law. Okay. Pardon me for just a second. I've got a cough. Oh. It's in the wee hours of the morning when it's nice and quiet here. So I record. Verse 8. And by some that Eliyahu, that's Elijah, had appeared. And by others that one of the old prophets had risen up. It upset him. He didn't know who was doing what. He was only hearing rumors. Verse 9. And Herodias said, Yohanan I have beheaded, but who is this of whom I hear such reports? And he was seeking to see him. Verse 10. And the emissaries, when they had returned, that's the disciples, the taught ones, related to him, speaking of Yeshua, all that they had done. And he took them, and they withdrew by themselves to a city called Bethsaida. Verse 12, or 11, pardon me. And when the crowds knew it, they followed him, speaking of Yeshua. This is capital H, him. Mm-hmm. And, pardon me, and having received them, he was speaking to them about the reign of Elohim and healed those who had need of healing. Because boy, did he have the power. Wow. Verse 12. And as the day began to decline, the 12 came and said to him, send the crowd away, that going into the surrounding villages and country, they might lodge and get food, because here we are in a lonely place. Verse 13, here comes another miracle. Okay, he's going to do another miracle here. Verse 13. But he said to them, you give them to eat. And they said, we have no more than 5 loaves and 2 fishes, unless we go and buy food for all these people. Verse 14. For there were about 5,000 men. And he said to his taught ones, make them sit down in groups of 50. Verse 15. And they did so and made them all sit down. Verse 16, and taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, having looked up to heaven, he blessed and broke them and gave them to the taught ones to set before the crowd. Verse 17, so they all ate and were satisfied, and 12 baskets of the broken pieces were picked up. All right, that's 5 little loaves of bread that they could carry and 2 dried fish. And 12 baskets were picked up. It multiplied because Yeshua asked it. Wow. Verse 18. And it came to be as he was alone praying, the taught ones were with him, and he asked them, saying, who do the crowd say that I am? Verse 19. And you can reference Matthew 14, one and two. That's 14, Matthew 14, verse 1 and 2. Mark, verse 6, verses 14 and 15. That's Mark 6, 14 and 15. And Luke, chapter 9, verse 7 and 8. Luke 9, 7 and 8. And they answering said, Yohanan the Immerser, but others, Eliyahu, and the others say that one of the old prophets has risen up. Here's verse 20. And for verse 20, you can reference the book of John, chapter 6, that's John 6, verses 68 and 69. And he said to them, and you, who do you say that I am? And Kepha, that's Peter, said, the Messiah of Elohim. I'll let that sink in. Verse 21. And strictly warning them, he commanded them to say this to no one. Verse 22. Saying, and he's going to tell them what's coming up, and they're not going to like it. Okay. The son of Adam, that's a racial designator, has to suffer much and to be rejected by the elders and chief priests and scribes and to be killed and to be raised the third day. They weren't ready for that. Okay. A little hit of coffee there. Verse 23. And for verse 23 of chapter 9, you can reference Matthew chapter 10. Verse 38, Matthew 10:38, and Luke chapter 14, verse 27, Luke 14:27. Verse 23, and he said to them all, if anyone wishes to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his stake daily and follow me. Let's stop right here. If you want to follow Yahshua Messiah, you're going to be persecuted in this age. Now, okay, until he comes back, then everything will be set aright, but they're going to hate you. They're going to call you names. They're going to do everything they can to get you fired from your job. They're going to do evil to you, okay? The children of the adversary that are on this planet will try to harm you. That's your stake of impalement or crucifixion, if you must use that. That's what he's talking about. You know going in that if you truly follow Yahshua Messiah, the world will hate you. Verse 24. And for verse 24, you can reference the book of Matthew, chapter 10, verse 39. That's Matthew 10:39. The book of Luke, chapter 17, verse 33. That's Luke 17:33. And the book of John, chapter 12, verse 25. That's John 12:25. Yeah, I had have a little lung congestion this morning. I just had a red hot shower, and the steam got down in there, and it breaks everything up. And as I said, this is the wee hours of the morning. Verse 24, and here we are. For whoever wishes to save his life shall lose it. That's speaking of his life in this world. And you want to save your life in this world and you want to value what's in this world, you will lose your eternal life, the life to come after this testing ground when you leave here. Pardon me. Continuing on in verse 24, but whoever loses his life for my sake shall save it. Now that has a dual meaning. If you physically lose your life, if they kill you over the teaching of Yahshua Messiah, you will have eternal life. You'll be back. But it also means if you abandon the ways of this world and follow Yeshua's teachings, you will also receive eternal life, because they're not going to kill all of us. They're going to kill some of us. We understand that going in. But if you don't follow the way of the world and follow the way of Yahshua, which is the way of Yahweh that he taught us, that eternal life is going to be yours through Yahshua Messiah. Verse 25, for what is a man profited if he gains all the world, that's possessions, etc., 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 here, and is himself destroyed or lost? His eternal soul is destroyed in the second death. And here we are, verse 26. For whoever is ashamed of me and my words, okay, if they ask you, you one of those Christians, are you? And you say, well, not really. I've heard about it. I don't know whether I believe it or not. If you say that because you're worried whether they're going to put a bullet in your head, well, for whoever is ashamed of me and my words, of him, that's that individual, the son of Adam, that's Yeshua, shall be ashamed. Okay? He's not going to proclaim your salvation. Of him he shall be ashamed when he comes in his esteem and in his father's and of the set apart messengers. In other words, when he comes back and you have been mealy mouthing, you can call yourself Christian all you want, but if you don't live it and you don't proclaim him as Messiah, not just in words, but in deeds, okay? Indeed, you have to. This is not a hobby. This is not something that you just talk about. You have to live this. And sometimes it's real tough. It gets ugly sometimes because of the people and the way of the world and the presence of the adversary and his children in this world that we're stuck in right now. Verse 27. But truly I say to you, there are some standing here who shall not taste death at all till they see the reign of Elohim. And here is, now that doesn't mean they're going to live until now. They're still alive. The reign of Elohim came, and it's building gradually. Back then it came. When he rose from the dead, he was the first fruits of the resurrection. That is the promise given to us that we will rise also. Now, if we're still alive and we're of his flock, when he returns, our bodies will be transformed into eternal bodies. If we die here and we are sleeping, because that's, we're not dead, we're sleeping. We won't know the passage of time, so we won't lay in the grave in a rotting body and be tortured. That's not what it's about. We won't know anything until we are risen in Yeshua, because he's gonna, says the dead will rise first. Okay? If we die, that will be us. That's powerful stuff. Now, that's the resurrection. And people, I don't know, they stumble at that. They have trouble believing. Well, look, Yahweh created the entire universe. Created the idea and concept of matter itself, atoms, just all the laws of physics. We're talking about the divine being that made Mary pregnant by his will. And you think he can't give you a new body? If he wants to create a body, poof, you got a new body. You're raised. Your old, dead, rotted body is not going to claw its way up out of the earth. Your spirit will be placed in a new vessel. That's what that's about. You're not going to, the old body will be gone. It's not fit for eternity. It is not an eternal body. But if you're still in it, he can change that body into an eternal body. We have the components. But if you're dead and that body is all decomposed and all, you know, he'll just give you a new one. Using components. He formed Adam. Adam was not born. He was formed of Yahweh. Yahweh said, let there be an Adam. And there was. We're not talking mankind science in our pathetic little egos that we have. We're talking divine power. Okay? Back to the book of Luke, verses 28 through 35. 28 through 35. You can reference 2 Peter. 2 Peter 1. Verses 17 and 18. That's 2 Peter 1, verses 17 and 18. Verse 28. And it came to be about 8 days after these words, taking with him Kepha and Yochanan and Jacob, that's Peter and John and Jacob, he went up to the mountain to pray. Okay. He did that a lot. He talked to the rest of the Godhead, the Father. Okay? And it came to be, as he prayed, the appearance of his face changed, and his garment dazzling white. Verse 30. And see, two men were talking with him, who were Moshe and Eliyahu. Now you can reference Mark 9, verse 4. Okay, Mark 9, 4 on that. Verse 31. Who, having appeared in esteem, spoke of his death, which he was about to complete at Jerusalem. They were in the spirit, and they saw a vision of these two. The spirit does not die. That's what we're trying to tell you. Unless you suffer the second death, where your spirit is quenched, we are eternal. These bodies, as we live in them now, are not eternal. We lost that. We can regain that if we are faithful. But right now, if we die, these bodies are going to rot. But we're not going to be in them. We'll leave. Okay? Verse 32. But Kepha, that's Peter, and those with him were heavy with sleep. And having awakened, they saw his esteem and the two men standing with him. They woke up and they saw this. Whoa! Verse 33. And it came to be as they were parting from him. That's the two, you know, Moshe and Eliyahu. Kepha said to Yeshua, Master, it is good for us to be here, and let us make three booths. That's brush shelters. One for you, and one for Moshe, and one for Eliyahu. Not knowing what he said. Verse 34. He was seeing a vision. The portal was opened to another dimension, in other words. I know that's a little much for some. Other dimensions? Yeah, other dimensions. There's so much that we don't know. more than what we do know. Okay, that's the problem. We think we know so much, but we do not. Verse 34. And as he was saying this, I need to change my glasses. I need to put my reading glasses on. I had distance glasses, and I've been having trouble reading. Duh. And as he was saying this, a cloud came and overshadowed them, and they were afraid as they entered the cloud. That's like the pillar of cloud that Yahweh was in when they were in the Exodus, okay? Verse 35, and a voice came out of the cloud saying, this is my son, the beloved, hear him. And for verse 35, you can reference Isaiah chapter 42, verse 1. Isaiah 42, 1. Matthew verses 3, or chapter 3, verse 17. And chapter 12, verse 18. That's Matthew 3:17 and 12:18. Book of Mark, chapter 1, verse 11. Mark 1:11. And Luke, chapter 3, verse 22. 3:22. So that covers that. Verse 36. Now, chapter 9 is a long chapter, okay? I don't know whether I'll get all of chapter 10 done, but I'm going to get into it. Verse 36. And when the voice had spoken, Yahshua was found alone. In other words, they disappeared. The vision was over. The portal was closed. And they were silent. Speaking of the taught ones, and reported to no one in those days any of what they had seen. Verse 37, and it came to be on the next day when they came down from the mountain that a large crowd met him. Speaking of Yahshua. Verse 38, and see, a man from the crowd cried out saying, Teacher, I beg you, look at my son, for he is my only child. Verse 39. And see, a spirit seizes him, and he suddenly cries out, and it convulses him with foaming, and scarcely leaves him, bruising him. Verse 40. And I begged your taught ones to cast it out, but they were unable. It sounds like epilepsy, but it was caused by a demon. Okay. Verse 41. Well, how many things are caused by demons today that we don't know? You know? They plague us. We're under attack. There's a lot more in the universe than what we see with our eyes and perceive with our fingertips and hearing. We're blind in a lot of ways. There's other dimensions and portals and methods of existence, spiritual existence, where you don't see the being. Okay? There's a lot more of that. Now, that's not witchcraft. That's not a bunch of hoodoo. There's more than three dimensions. They proved that. So, verse 41. And Yahshua answering said, O generation, unbelieving and perverse, how long shall I be with you and put up with you? Bring your son here. Verse 42. And as he was still coming, the demon threw him down in convulsions. And Yeshua rebuked the unclean spirit and healed the child and gave him back to his father. Verse 43, and they were all amazed at the greatness of Elohim. Well, Yeshua was Elohim in the flesh, okay? God in the flesh, okay? And while all were marveling at all that Yeshua did, he said to his taught ones, verse 44, lay up in your ears these words, for the son of Adam is about to be delivered into the hands of men. They didn't get it. Verse 45, but they did not understand this saying. And it was veiled from them so that they did not perceive it. And they were afraid to ask him about this saying. Verse 46, and for verse 46, you can reference Luke chapter 22, verse 24. Luke 22:24. And a reasoning arose among them who might be greater of them. Be the greater of them. Egos coming into play here. Oh, I'm the top disciple. I'm this, I'm that. Me. Okay. Boy, we have so much of that. We've got that today. That's a problem, you know. I have folks, and I appreciate the compliments and stuff. That's nice. Oh, you're such a preacher. No, the word of Yahweh is great. I am not great. I'm only a man and a sinner. I'm subject to the same rules that everybody else is. And if it weren't for Yeshua Messiah, I'd be going into the lake of fire. Okay? Let's just get that straight. Because I teach the word and preach the word doesn't mean that I am a perfect, sinless person. That's nonsense. I'm an old biker and I've had a rough life, but this has been revealed to me and he has redeemed me and I have completely turned my life over to him. That's the thing. So he uses me as a tool, as a carpenter would a hammer or a saw. And I'm willing. That's the whole thing. Use me, please. I'm yours. Verse 47, and Yeshua, having seen the reasoning of their heart, took a little child and placed him by his side. Verse 48, and said to them, whoever receives this little child in my name receives me. And whoever receives me receives him who sent me. That would be Yahweh. For he who is least among you, in other words, esteemed lightly in this world. For he who is least among you, all, who is least among you all, he shall be great. That's the same deal. You know, he who is first will be last. He who is last will be first. That's esteem in this world. The esteem in this world, people's opinion of you mean nothing. Worthless. Verse 48, you can reference for what I just read. Matthew 10, verse 40. rather, chapter 10, verse 40. And the book of Luke, chapter 10, verse 16. That's 10:16. The book of John, chapter 13, verse 20. That's John 13, 20. It looks like I'm just going to be able to do chapter 9 today. This is a big chapter and needs a lot of explanation. So that's not a problem. Verse 49. And Yohanan answering said, Master, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we forbade him because he does not follow with us. In other words, he wasn't one of the 12, but he was a believer, and using the name of Yeshua, which had power of itself, he was casting out demons, okay? So Yeshua said to him, do not forbid him, for he who is not against us is for us. He who is not against us is for us. He was mad because he wasn't one of the privileged 12. Well, that's foolishness. Okay. Verse 51. And it came to be when the days of his taking up were being completed, even he set his face to go to Jerusalem. In other words, the end of his ministry was coming. And he was going to be killed and then resurrected. That's it. The days of his taking up, okay, were being completed. Verse 52, and he sent messengers ahead of him, and they went and entered into a village of the Shomeronim. That's a Samaritans, okay? Verse 53, and they did not receive him because his face was set for the journey to Jerusalem. Well, yeah, they were apostatized in Samaria, okay? And they worshipped a different way. And the regular Israelites wouldn't associate with them, and because they had race mixed to a certain degree there. They were not of the best stock, let's put it that way. Verse 54, and you can reference 2 Kings chapter 1, verse 9 through 16. 2 Kings 1, 9 through 16. Verse 52. I read that, pardon me. Verse 54, and his taught ones, Yaakov and Yochanan, seeing it, said, it upset them, Master, do you wish us to command fire to come down from the heaven and destroy them, as also Eliyahu did? That's when he destroyed the soldiers that came to command him. And finally, when one asked, would you please come with us? He did. But the others that were arrogant and tried to command him and take him by force, they were burned up. And in the last days, when he comes, he's going to be coming in flaming fire with his mighty messengers, and they're going to burn up all these people that are the enemies. He said, I won't come. I won't destroy the world. The world's order, in other words, with water anymore. It'll be with fire. Okay? Verse 55. But having turned, he turned to them. He said, he rebuked them and said, you do not know of what spirit you are. He says, what are you talking about? Bring fire down and kill all these people. Okay. Verse 56. Here's the important part of this passage. For the son of Adam, that would be Yahshua, did not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them. And they went on to another village. Verse 57. And it came to be, as they journeyed on the way, that someone said to him, Master, I shall follow you wherever you go. Okay, verse 58. And Yahshua said to him, the foxes have holes, their little dens, and the birds of the heaven nests. But the son of Adam has nowhere to lay his head. He was homeless. He went from house to house to house ministering his gospel. This is his ministry while he was on the earth. Verse 59, and he said to another, follow me. But he said, he replied to him, Master, let me first go and bury my father. That was more important than just dropping everything, as the other disciples did, and following Yahshua. Don't worry about the world. Verse 60, and Yahshua said to him, let the dead bury their own dead. That's a spiritual dead. Bury their physical dead. But you go and announce the reign of Elohim. In other words, don't worry about that. Go tell people that the reign of Elohim, the reign of Yahweh, is coming. Kingdom theology, not personal salvation. Verse 61. And you can reference 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 20. 1 Kings 19, verse 20. And another also said, Master, I shall follow you, but let me first say goodbye to those in my house. Verse 62. But Yahshua said to him, no one, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the reign of Elohim. In other words, you can't start something and then not complete it. And on verse 63, you can reference Luke chapter 14, verses 26 and 33. And that's Luke 14, 26 and 33. And John chapter 12, verses 24 and 26. John 12, 24 through 26. That leaves me less than 6 minutes to go here. Chapter 9, Well, chapter 9 took up the whole show. I can't rush these. I can't have a set agenda. I have to go as the Spirit leads and teach the word as it comes. And if I rush it, I do it a disservice. And I do you a disservice. So it is very important for me to take my time and give these verses a full explanation and full service. It's that important. And really, these studies, we can't be in a hurry. We really need to get into the meat of these. Well, that ends chapter 9. And I'll take up in chapter 10 on the next show. I'll have to rearrange the schedule, but that's okay. It is always a great pleasure to do these. The zeal for these, I am so enthusiastic. It is such a great privilege to be able to do this. Well, may Yahweh bless and keep you. And I will catch you on the next show when we start in chapter 10. Praise Yahweh. And I'll catch you on the next show.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe.
Hello, I'm Pastor Steve. You are listening to EuroFolkRadio.com. We are privileged to bring you the Christian identity message to the dispersed people of true Israel, wherever they might be. We also bring you news and current events, health information, political commentary, and a little humor thrown in. We are glad that you could join us, and may Yahweh bless and keep you. Praise Yahweh.